Next up on Off Duty, Beer of the Future.
Helping you enjoy the finer points of food and drink. This is Off Duty from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to the Off Duty podcast, where we talk about food and drink and all things related. I'm Kevin Sintemong.
And I'm Beth Cracklauer.
And today we have an off-duty regular joining us, one of my favorite guests. He's the author of The Brewer's Tale, A History of the World According to Beer, and our resident beer geek. Welcome to the back to the podcast, William Bostwick. Hey, William.
Thanks, guys. Hi.
So in this week's off-duty section, you talk about something that hasn't been talked about a whole lot outside of the home brewing circles. Hop extracts, which some craft brewers are using to bring that bitter, hoppy edge to their beers. So let's first back up a bit and talk about how hops are used in brewing traditionally.
Right. So traditionally, hops are the main kind of bittering agent in beer, and they give beer a lot of its flavor as well. All those kind of fruity, citrusy, spicy notes, but it's a plant. It's a flower it grows on a vine. They look like little green pine cones. And traditionally, they're just boiled in beer. Brewers boil up basically sugar water made out of barley or other grains, and they throw hops in there, just like you would, you know, toss some spices into your soup. But the difference with hop extract is that these are chemically, it's the resins and oils, the flavorful compounds that exist in the plant, chemically extracted from that flower that brewers then use in their beer. And so obviously this is kind of one technological step removed from the plant in its natural state. And so that means that craft brewers or craft beer drinkers who kind of appreciate the more artisanal kind of rustic feel of a good handmade craft beer kind of balk a little bit at the idea of using extract.
Right.
When did these enter the picture? How long have brewers been using these?
Well, it's funny, you know, they've been around for about a century. We have records of a company in New York making extracts back in the 1870s. And at that time, they were using solvents like, you know, gasoline to strip out the chemicals of the hop plant. But, you know, today, obviously, we can do it much more cleanly. And for a while, they were really popular with the biggest breweries, the one, you know, your Budweiser, your Miller, your Coors, the ones that were most interested in making high volumes of a super consistent product. And that's because extracts, when you're talking about the minute kind of chemical composition of these bitter oils and acids, you can dose your beer very specifically when you use extracts, much more so than, you know, if you imagine, again, like flavoring a soup, just dashing in some pepper is much more kind of haphazard than if you had a, you know, a chemically extracted pepper dilution with an eyedropper that you could add. I mean, it's almost like a molecular gastronomy applied to beer.
Right. So why do you think craft brewers are starting to use hop extracts now, as opposed to, you know, not before?
Right. Well, you know, yeah, it's interesting. They've been kind of increasing in favor among craft brewers. And the guy that really kind of started turning the tide is Vinnie Chalurzo. And now you might know him, Kevin. I know you love Pliny the Elder.
I do, yes.
Vinny is the brewmaster at a little brewery in Northern California called Russian River, who's most famous for this super hoppy IPA called Pliny the Elder. And when Vinny admitted to using hop extract, the whole craft brewing community kind of stood up and took notice, because, you know, this is a super, super flavorful, really delicious hop-forward beer, and yet he's using these extracts. And the reason is, in order to get all that hop character from the plant, you have to use so much plant matter. And we're talking literal, like, green gobs of green leaf that you're throwing into your beer, that it just literally gums up the works, and it makes brewing that beer too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So other craft brewers have kind of taken notice that if they want to get these super, super intense hop flavors in their beer that a lot of drinkers like, extracts are a much simpler way to find that.
Right.
So I guess my question is, if these are so much easier to use and if they've been available for all these years, what took craft brewers so long to come around to them?
Well, one of the reasons is that, you know, when like I said, when the big brewers use these extracts, when Budweiser is using these extracts, they're not using them for what craft beer drinkers consider the flavorful components of the hops. You know, for example, if you were to drink a Pliny the Elder, you know, you might get a lot of, like, really kind of sweet, tart, kind of orange Smarties, or, like, almost like orange Flintstone vitamins for me. It kind of tastes like those, you know, that's not what Budweiser is using the hop extracts for. What they want to do is...
I'm trying to see the Budweiser poster over a bar in my local sports bar advertising the Flintstone vitamin flavors of the beer.
I don't think that would help increase sales of Bud Light. But you know, what they're using it for is to just dial in the IBUs, the international bittering units of their beer, to just get, you know, they know that they have this much sugar content in the beer, and in order for it to taste right, they need to balance that with this much bitterness, and they hit that number to the decimal point with extract. But new extracts are coming out on the market that let craft brewers not only get just those pure bitterness levels, but also get the extra citrusy notes or the floral notes that you would get from using all the natural products in the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these beer ingredients companies like the Barthos Group, which is a big ingredient supplier in the hops world, they're now kind of taking cues from craft beer, and they're specifically engineering extracts to have, you know, more of a floral quality or more of a grapefruit quality, or to be more kind of herbal. And so craft brewers can really dictate not just the bitterness, but also the flavor of their beer with extracts.
Mm-hmm.
Are some of them making the extracts themselves? Are they, where are they getting these from
So for the most part, they're still being supplied by these kind of multinational ingredient supply companies like Barthos that, you know, all brewers buy their ingredients from. But, of course, you have your super nerdy home brewers who are kind of concocting these extracts themselves in their own home kitchens. I talked to some guys who set up a little distillation system in their garage, and they were making their own hop extracts out of specific hop varieties in their garage. So, you know, who knows? We might see down the line more kind of niche producers of extracts and even more craft brewers using them.
Right. Now, I mean, it seems to me that none of it really matters if the flavor's good, right?
I don't care where my hop flavor comes from,
right,
whether it comes from a pellet or a flower or an extract, if the beer tastes good.
Yeah. And I mean, would you say that these extracts really provide all the kind of potency and nuance as a whole hop would?
Well, I mean, there's really only one way to find out. You know, you should try some beers made with these extracts. Now, I think they're some of my favorite beers. Pliny the Elder is one of them. Use extracts, and so I'm not going to I'm not going to turn up my nose at them. I happen to love that beer, no matter how it's made.
Yeah, well, let's put it to the test here. I've got the Lagunitas Hop Stupid, And stupid is spelled S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Just to drive the point home.
Yes, it is truly stupid. And with a name like that, I feel like this beer had better deliver some serious bitterness. As I'm opening this, William, do you want to sort of talk about why this beer is interesting?
Sure. So Hop Stupid, this is a case in point for the efficiency of using extracts. Lagunitas used to make this beer, super hoppy IPA, using the whole leaf hop. Uh-huh. And what they were finding was that the plant matter would just absorb so much beer when they were brewing it, they would lose up to 40% of each batch of beer.
Wow.
Just based on absorption.
Wow.
So they said, you know what, like that's just way too much waste. We're going to use extract. And of course, drinkers got upset. No, they make no bones about it. They say right there on the label that it uses extracts. And some craft beer diehards still call them up angry that they're using this, you know, what they see as this kind of technological workaround.
Right.
But I think it's an absolutely spectacular IPA. It is so fresh. It is so just like imagine if you took like a mandarin orange and set it on fire. That's mm-hmm. what it tastes like to me. It's like resinous and almost burning with flavor. But
yeah.
It still has that like kind of charred sweetness of
it. Yeah, it's like it seems like thick to me. I mean, I open it up and it's super floral. And yeah, it's a lot of like that kind of bitter zest. A bit bitter citrus zest, a lot of mandarin as you mentioned.
And to me the real kicker is that it tastes so vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when
Absolutely.
We think of extracts as something, you know, lab concocted or sterile, we might imagine them to not give that kind of potency or vibrancy, but this beer really has that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't taste like it was made in a lab. It's a very very elegant beer. It doesn't taste like the future, you know. It tastes like a classic. Very, very, very good IPA.
So what do you think, William? Is this the wave of the future, or some diehard brewers going to keep on cramming those whole hops into their brewing kettles forever?
Well,
is the stigma too great?
It's so funny. I mean, the industry is really kind of as much technological progress as we are seeing, we are also seeing at the same side, you know, at the same time, brewers that are growing their own hops and malting their own barley. So I think it's going to be a little bit of both. And, you know, again, if the beer tastes as good as Hop Stupid tastes, I don't care which way it goes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, based on my experience today, and I had no idea that Pliny had extracts on it. So, I mean, I'm definitely up.
Are you still going to drink it, Kevin?
Yes, I will. It's not on the banned list. I'm definitely going to sample more of these. William recommends 5 to try in this weekend's off-duty section. William, thanks again for taking the time to talk through hop extracts.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the beer.
Thanks.
So that wraps up another off-duty podcast. Thanks for listening. You can check out other great podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts and subscribe to this one on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere else, Kevin? Am I missing?
And you could also look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.
I knew I was forgetting one important one. As always, if you like what you heard today, tell a friend.